I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why didn't he know that before he just eviscerated him the week before?
You would think.
He said, this is personal.
Yeah.
And you can never let things get personal. If it does, you can't say it's personal. But Rex is not a broadcaster. He's a coach. And so he made a fool out of himself. And then he made a bigger fool out of himself coming back and saying, well, I talked to him and everything's great. Like, dumbass, why didn't you talk to him before?
Exactly, before you had that opinion.
Well, I wanted to ask you this because I know you've talked to a lot of people. Has there ever been someone where you thought they would be a weasel or a turd, and then you talk to them and you're like, dude, that guy's a pretty good dude?
Besides you?
I knew that was coming.
Let's
move past the low-hanging fruits.
I'm trying to think of player or coach. It would have to be somebody that was a certain way with another team, and then when he came in, well, I'd have to think about that. Well, nobody. Glanville's worse than I thought he was going to be, but I didn't really have an opinion about
it. Didn't you almost fight?
Two times.
Could you have whooped his ass in your prime?
That was in my prime. I don't know. First time.
Did you hate him enough to where if he would have swung, you would have swung?
No, I didn't hate him.
I didn't
hate anybody.
All right, well, did you think he was enough of a jerk to where if Jerry Glanville had swung at your face,
Well, here's what he did swing at me.
Huh?
He did swing at me.
Did he connect?
No.
But if he had, would you have felt confident enough that you could have whooped his ass?
When he was screaming and yelling at me and he reared back to hit me, June Jones standing right there waiting to see if we get in a fight. Nobody else was standing there. And he swung, and I didn't flinch. And June and I are friends, and still talk about this. He said, man, I can't believe you didn't flinch. I said, I was calculating his contract and how much of it I was going
to
get.
Yeah. Oh, so you were trying to bait it.
And then, no, I wasn't. He was just ballistic.
So you provoked him to get money.
No. And so the second time, I had written a thing, there's nothing wrong with the Oilers. Glanville getting a year-long case of laryngitis wouldn't cure, and they called me to come over to his office. His assistant, Linda Greer, did, and I got there, and she said, go on in, coach is waiting for you. I go in. This is right after the season. He gets up from his desk, and he had two doors, and he locks both of them, and he says, I am going to kick your bleeping ass. You just cussing like crazy. So I had a bag, and I put it down. I took my glasses off, put it on his desk, and he comes over, and he's got his fist clenched, and he's just screaming at me. And so then he goes behind his desk, and he starts opening and closing his drawers, slamming his drawers. And I said, what are you doing? I'm getting an affidavit for you to sign saying you won't sue me when I kick your ass. And I
said, that's smart, actually.
You keep affidavits in your drawer. And he looks up right as he slams it on his thumb. And I knew it hurt. It hurt me on the other side of his desk. And he grabs his thumb. He's trying to act like it doesn't. And he's still cussing and spitting and slobbering all over the place. So he tells me, get out of his office. And I said, you locked the door. He takes his key out, but he can't grip the key because of his thumb. So I take the keys, I unlock it, and I'm exaggerating, but like a cartoon, you open it. Here come all the assistant coaches falling in because they've been listening.
Yeah, they were.
And the fact is, they were listening.
Yeah.
And so then I left, and that night, no, it was the first time after in 88 when that night the GM, Lad Herzog, called me, said, I wanted to ask you about what happened with you and Jerry today. I said, whatever Jerry says is fine with me. He said, well, I'm down here in Bud's office. I said, so? He said, well, we'd like to hear your version. I said, whatever Jerry said is fine with me. He said, well, Jerry said that he did it because you were being critical of me and Bud. And I started laughing. He said, we know that's not true. I said, whatever Jerry said.
Yeah.
And next day came over and he half apologized. He said, but you knew when you wrote what you wrote that June knows more offense than I'll ever know. That was the reaction you're going to get. And I said, uh-huh. Well, if you do that again, you're going to get the same reaction. I said, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!